The Tongan government was full of praise over the weekend, gratefully accepting an MA-60 plane as a sign of the strengthening ties between the Pacific nation and China. However, with a second plane expected to arrive in Tonga by the end of the year, questions are being raised about the safety of the aircraft. Since 2009, MA-60 planes have been involved in 11 incidents, including three of them in the last 2 months. Last month, Myanmar grounded its MA-60 planes for safety checks after two crash landings. Most of the crashes were caused by technical or system failures. These incidents have prompted New Zealand to suspend tourism funding to Tonga and may lead to a travel warning being placed on the government's website. New Zealand's Foreign Affairs Minister Murray McCulley told NZTV the highest safety standards would need to be met before New Zealand's tourism funding would flow to Tonga once more.
There are real concerns about the plane that has been imported in the last few days, and until all of the safety certification is undertaken to a high standard, we've got things on hold.
The Tongan government is promising the new plane will not be allowed to fly until it meets international aviation standards. However, Malino Marker, the chair of the New Zealand Tonga Advisory Council, says getting that approval could take some time.
Given that the US and New Zealand and Britain actually not certified this type of plane because of the history, you know, I'm struggling to see how Tonga gonna obtain certification for this type of plane. And I think that there needs to be someone from Tonga to explain that in plain language on how.
It was first announced that Tonga would be receiving a new plane at the start of the year when the government revealed it was bringing in a Chinese-run service. This service saw the New Zealand-run company Air Chatham's pull out of Tonga's domestic airline market, with company officials saying they couldn't compete against a subsidised service, especially in such a small market. Mr Marker again.
I think this is the facts of the matter. It actually was started from that. And I think that you know, New Zealand should act like a big brother and try to understand Tonga. Even that what the Tongan leadership is actually deal with Chatham Air, at the end, Tonga is a sovereign country. But at some stage, you know, that they need to, you know, to pull their heads together.
But those future talks couldn't happen soon enough, with Tongan residents and businesses already under pressure.
The impact has already happened because I know some member of our Tongan community wanted to go to Vavau, visit relatives, and when they heard about the plane saga, and actually they decided to cancel. The impact is already happened, but the long-term impact on Tonga and also tourism is going to be quite devastating. It's a high stake, and while everybody is in terms of government level trying to hold their position, you know, the business and also the people will be the loser.